The following podcast is set for one fall. You're listening to the Glorified Jabbers Wrestling Podcast, hosted by Mike Schaefer, Alec Roman, Alex Birch, and Lois Schaefer.
Yes, welcome to the Glorified Jabbers Wrestling Podcast. I am flying solo this week. I am your host, Mike Schaefer, all by myself for the second episode of season three. No Birch, no Alec, no Lewis, just me and our lovely intro that leads us in here. Time to talk about wrestling. We got a packed week. We're going to talk about Raw, SmackDown, NXT, a lot happening. And then also talk about AEW for the first time in season three, as we didn't get a chance to talk about that last week due to WrestleMania. But we will get that into the show this week. So without further delay, thank you to the Anchor app. We will start this week's episode. So let's start with talking about Monday Night Raw. We started Monday Night Raw this week with a Miz TV segment featuring the newly returned American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Cody came on and, you know, they went back and forth, and Cody made his intentions for this WWE run very, very clear, as he wants the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. And he said a few dirty words for sports entertainment, things like wrestler and belt, and a few other things. But The Miz was ready. Cody Rhodes said, quote, "I'm coming for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship belt." And The Miz responded with, "A belt is something that holds up your pants." Cody then talked about that he came to WWE to face the best wrestlers in the world. And The Miz retaliated with superstars. So Cody clearly not falling into play with all of the WWE lingo. But it makes for a little bit of that transfer. You know, that's what we wanted. We wanted AEW Cody Rhodes in WWE. We didn't want any character change. We didn't want, you know, him to change to fit the WWE product. This is what he is. This is what Vince paid for, and this is what the fans want. And that's what we're getting. You're seeing that in that segment of Miz TV. Like, he's not changing his vernacular to fit the WWE umbrella. He's ready. This is who he is. He's here. And he's going to rock and roll with it. I'm very glad to see that him doing that. And I hope there's more of this kind of backlash of superstars and titles and all this other stuff to kind of get back at him for using the pro wrestling terminology as opposed to the sports entertainment WWE terminology. Later on the show, though, Cody Rhodes would have a match with The Miz that he would win. Great back and forth match. You had the figure four slap fest in there. So a great back and forth between The Miz and Cody. Cody does get the win on Monday Night Raw. And at the end of the match, Seth Rollins comes out and issues a challenge for Rollins Rhodes 2 at WrestleMania Backlash. And Cody accepts. So we're going to get the rematch from WrestleMania. Seth saying, you know, "You were surprised at WrestleMania and I wasn't ready and you had the advantage because you knew you were facing me. I didn't know you. I was facing you." So now we're going to have the even playing field, so to speak, as Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes will go at it again in Providence on, I believe, May the 8th, Sunday the 8th for WrestleMania Backlash. So a good segment there, good story from Monday with Cody, The Miz, and Seth Rollins as well. Moving on to the best story on Monday Night Raw, in my opinion, that's Ezekiel. I love this Ezekiel story. I know I wasn't super fond of it last week on the show, and from what I talked about with Lewis off air, but I've grown into loving this story. I think it's the best story on Raw right now. And you can come back at me, but that's what I believe. I believe it is truly the best story on Raw. And it's solely because of Kevin Owens. If they would have just trotted Ezekiel out there and made him a new superstar and really no backstory, and you could have said he was Elias' younger brother, but, you know, if everybody's kind of, you know, went with it, nobody really, really cares. But the fact that you have KO coming back at him and saying, you're not Ezekiel, you're Elias, you're lying, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Ezekiel saying, I'll give you my library card. I think it's great what's going on. It's one of the funniest segments on Raw every week. And I look forward to seeing clean shaven Elias. Ezekiel, Elias's younger brother, popping up on my TV every Monday. But the nice thing is this week they tied in with something else. So you had the Monday Night Raw main roster debut of Tommaso Ciampa, or as Lewis will call him next week when he's back on the show, Luigi Stromboli. So Tommaso Ciampa debuts on Raw in a backstage segment. Ezekiel comes out to welcome him and introduce himself. Say, you know, welcome to Raw, Tommaso. I'm Ezekiel, Elias' younger brother. And Tommaso goes with it. Tommaso goes, you know, thank you, Ezekiel. Nice to meet you. This, that, and the other. But KO, man, KO just makes it so much better. He goes, stop lying. You're not Ezekiel. You're Elias. And Tommaso's response, just awesome. Tommaso going back and saying, you know, easy mistake. But it's awesome to see that back and forth and KO going, am I the only one still sane around here? But this Monday coming up, so this episode is hitting your mobile devices Sunday night, Monday morning. Tonight on Raw, you're going to get a lie detector test from Ezekiel. And I can't wait to see how that goes. Like I said last week, I'm waiting for him to just play the guitar strum while Ezekiel is in the ring without a guitar in his hands to throw KO off. But I think this story is great. Whoever is writing this and producing this is doing a great job and really carrying this Ezekiel Kevin Owens story into something great that is super, super entertaining. Moving on to something that isn't quite as entertaining. It's been a little on the downhill, but there was some nice things going on this week down in Orlando at NXT 2.0. You had new NXT Tag Team Champions crowned this week. Last week, we did speak about the release of Nash Carter, causing the tag team titles to be relinquished and vacated. So we did have a gauntlet match this week on NXT to determine the brand new NXT Tag Team Champions. There were quite a few teams in there. You had the Creed Brothers. You had Briggs and Jensen. You had Kit Wilson and Elton Prince. You had Pretty Deadly. And you had Joaquin Wild and Raul Mendoza, who just got a name change. We'll talk about that in later weeks. But it comes down to, as the story has been going, the Creed Brothers and Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly does walk out the tag team champions. You know, the match gets going with Briggs and Jensen. They come in, they take on the Creed Brothers. The Creed Brothers had a great, great run through this match. But it was awesome. The Creed Brothers did great. They really got the good babyface treatment going through that. But it was awesome. And Pretty Deadly comes out with the win. Yeah, and you had to make Pretty Deadly look good, right? You couldn't just, you know, you couldn't bring them up in the way that you did. That they were the ones that attacked the Creed Brothers and cost them the tag team titles. And, you know, they're this dangerous brute force, and then have them lose. You had the Creed Brothers beat them right then and there on NXT TV. You couldn't do that. You had to have a Pretty Deadly win and carry this story to eventually have the Creed Brothers take it from them later on, whether that be in August or, you know, whatever the next, you know, I know they don't call them takeovers anymore, but whatever the next takeover is, have the Creed Brothers beat them then. There's not a time right now to have the Creed Brothers win the titles from Pretty Deadly. So to continue story continuity, you put the titles on Pretty Deadly and you let them run from there. But, you know, I wasn't super into Pretty Deadly when they were over in UK. I know Alec is our big NXT UK person, and he's big into Pretty Deadly. Lewis is big into Pretty Deadly. I wasn't big into them. I didn't know a lot about them. They debuted a number of weeks back, and I've gone back and I've watched a lot of their clips and a lot of their highlights. They're awesome. And every comparison that I've seen that draws them to the Young Bucks makes so much sense. The way they dress, the way they perform, the comparisons to Matt and Nick Jackson is daunting. and you could see it. And I think it really shows, and it makes for some high quality tag team action. So, you know, good for WWE, good for NXT, putting the belts on those guys and see what they can do as champions. You know, it's awesome. You haven't seen those NXT UK people really come over and shine right away. I mean, Rhea Ripley eventually came over and won the NXT women's title. Tony Storm had a great run in NXT. But like Walter, Pete Dunne, they didn't win the NXT title. They had good runs, but not like world championship caliber runs. So it's nice to see Pretty Deadly come over and get that nice push right away to be able to do something. The other thing, the other recycled thing with NXT we're going to talk about here. I know with the one-man show, it moves a little fast, so I appreciate you sticking around here with me. It's a revolving door in NXT. We've been talking for weeks about, you know, WWE has this great tool to bring veteran talent down to its minor leagues to help develop their younger talent ready to come up to the main roster. We've seen it the past few months. Dolph Ziggler comes down. He goes into that program with Tommaso, getting him ready to go to the main roster, gets in the program with Bron Breakker, getting him ready to go to the main roster. Bron stays in NXT, wins the title back, but you saw towards the end of that Ziggler feud, people were saying, Bron's ready, Bron's ready, Bron's ready. He needs to go up to the main roster. He needs to be on Raw. He needs to be on SmackDown. He is the next big superstar on the main roster. So Vince is hoping he can strike that twice, get a veteran talent to come down and show that a young stud in NXT is ready to come up to the main roster and be that person, be the guy, be the gal who can shine. And we did it with Bron, and we're going to shift over to the ladies and do it with Cora Jade. They sent Natalya down, and you have this nice moment between Cora Jade and Natalya, and, you know, Cora Jade saying, you're my hero, and, you know, I look up to you, and Natty just, boom, heel Natty, slaps the sharpshooter on Cora Jade. So that's going to be your next main roster coming down to challenge NXT feud between Natalya and Cora Jade. And that's another good one. Cora Jade can go in the ring. We know that. She's put on great matches with Mandy Rose and all these other great women she's faced. But now you're going to get her against Natalya Neidhart, who is just, she's awesome. She's been WWE for so, so long and can have so much experience and wisdom to pass down to that next generation. And she's going to give that to Cora Jade, and we'll see where it goes, what it gives Cora. And I mean, this is a storyline I'm a little excited for. You know, the Dolph one wasn't great at first, but picked up. This storyline, I think, could go really well for both Natalya and for Cora Jade, because Natty isn't really doing anything on the main roster. Cora Jade's hitting that, you know, apex. She's the future of the women's division, from what a lot of people have said, including myself. So let her do that. Let her see what she can go with this main roster talent, see if she can keep up and go over on a main roster talent. Let's move back to the main roster here and talk about SmackDown. Two things did SmackDown already. Number one, title unification for the tag team titles is set for WrestleMania Backlash. RK-Bro, the Raw Tag Team Champions, will face the Usos, SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So we're moving back to early 2010s WWE, where every title was unified, and we just live with that. It worked before. With a big roster, is it easy? No, because you get a lot of guys who fly under the radar. You think of that 2010s run. Guys like Darren Young, guys like Titus O'Neil, Heath Slater. A lot of guys could have been the mid-card scene, but the mid-card scene was just way too full. The mid-card scene, you had McIntyre, you had Rhodes, you had Bryan, you had Ryder, you had all Cesaro. All these guys in the mid-card scene were just way too full. And the plan is to have Roman be champion all the way to and possibly past WrestleMania 39. So is it the best case scenario to run with this? No, but I mean, you had to at some point. You know, what are you going to make the A show now, Raw or SmackDown? That's your big question. So we'll see what happens there. But title unification for the tag team titles is set for WrestleMania Backlash. RK-Bro versus the Usos, winner take all for the unified WWE Tag Team Champ, or undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Final thing with SmackDown before I take a quick break. It seems like there's both on-screen and in-commentary issues with Butch, a.k.a. or FK, formerly known as Pete Dunne already. You see some animosity showing up this week between Butch, Ridge Holland, and Sheamus. Could Butch break off, do his own thing? Even if he stays Butch, let him be Pete Dunne just as Butch, because a lot of guys changed their names in the last couple of days. Austin Theory becoming Theory Realm, Mendoza changing his name, Raquel Rodriguez to Raquel Gonzalez, Raquel Gonzalez to Raquel Rodriguez. Who else is under? Kaylee Ray is supposedly changing her name. Casey Catanzaro is changing her name. So Vince just on a big kick of they don't want people using their real names or former names. Ludwig Kaiser is another one. Gunther is the one we talked about in great detail. So I think he'll keep the Butch name, but we'll see if they keep him with Sheamus. I think that's not going to last long, but here's my beef. I apologize for the life of me. I cannot recall which one of the commentators said it, but Butch had a moment where he was just like lashing out. He was very angry. He was trying to break loose of Sheamus. They had him and he's trying to break loose of their hold. Somebody called him the Rabid Wolverine. That is a nickname that should have been put way in the back of the closet with the mention of Chris Benoit. You cannot call him a Rabid Wolverine. And if they start making that his nickname, you're going to get people lashing out. Vince, if you're listening to the show, do not allow Pat or Michael Cole to call him the Rabid Wolverine. It's a problem. If you're putting Chris Benoit in the back of that closet, you need to put the Rabid Wolverine back there too. You did it with the crossface as well. You don't refer to any of these moves as the crossface anymore. You need to put it back there. It's a slippery slope. You don't want to do it. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm talking about AEW. I'm giving my highlight moment of the week. And then I'm signing off. We'll be right back. Hey, listeners. Make sure to check out the new and improved Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast merchandise store. It's now available at our brand new domain name, glorifiedjobbersshop.com. On there, you'll find all of this podcast's exclusive merchandise from hoodies, t-shirts, phone cases, backpacks, and so much more, all branded out with the great logo of your favorite wrestling podcast. Check them out now. Again, that's glorifiedjobbersshop.com. And as a special thank you, use promo code JOBBERS, that's JOBBERS, and you can get free shipping on your first purchase and any purchase after that. Again, glorifiedjobbersshop.com, the new and improved merchandise store of the Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast. And we are back on the Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast. It's now time to talk about All Elite Wrestling, Dynamite, Rampage, and Battle of the Belts. And as always, our second segment this season is brought to you by our friends at Swift Lifestyles. Swift Lifestyles is the world's first gamer supplement brand. And as we here at the Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast are very avid gamers, we love this product. With vitamins to boost your focus and alertness, along with drinks to help give you that major boost of energy you need for those levels that keep us up all night long, Swift Lifestyles is definitely the way to go. Check them out now at SwiftLifestyles.com and use promo code JOBPOD, that's JOBPOD, at checkout. And you can save 15% on your next order of a shaker bottle, powders, drinks, even t-shirts with the Swift Lifestyles logo. 15% off is going to save you a little bit of dough on your next purchase at SwiftLifestyles.com. Again, that's promo code JOBPOD, JOBPOD. Save 15% off. Swift Lifestyles, for the gamer in you. Now let's talk about All Elite Wrestling. We'll start with Dynamite. They had three shows this week for AEW. Dynamite, Rampage, and Battle of the Belt on Saturday. All emanating from the Texas area, I believe. So we start with Dynamite. Main event, Samoa Joe versus the Murder Grandpa, Minoru Suzuki, for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Suzuki defending the title. Samoa Joe walks out champion. A hard-hitting, awesome match between two certified ass kickers of pro wrestling in Joe and Suzuki. Joe getting the win. They start with a chop fest and just bring it on, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Later in the match, you get the walkout from Jay Lethal and Sanjay Dutt and their faction. But, oh, man. Like, you're getting the Ring of Honor stuff on AEW TV, and it's bringing exposure to the Ring of Honor brand. But, oh, man, if we're going to have matches like this because of this crossover, man, I can't wait. Joe, the world television champion for Ring of Honor, bringing the belt around on TV, and he's involved in the storyline with Jay Lethal. This has now revitalized Jay Lethal's career. I'm excited for this Ring of Honor crossover. So we'll see where it goes. Speaking of Ring of Honor, let's talk about some former Ring of Honor royalty. As CM Punk had an awesome match in a winning effort against Penta Oscuro, who changed his name more than the seasons change. But CM Punk looking to climb up the ranks. That's his whole story right now. He's climbing up the ranks of AEW, trying to become the number one in the ranks to become the world champion, or at least challenge for that right. So he's working his way up, and awesome match with Penta. And if he keeps doing this, he'll make his way up there. But CM Punk, awesome match with Penta Oscuro in a winning effort. Better show of the week was the live Rampage on Friday, however, as we had Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole in a Texas death match for the AEW World Championship. Hangman Page does hold on to the title. Another one. This is like the second or third Texas death match they've done. The first one I can remember was Mox and Lance Archer for the New Japan Pro Wrestling United States Championship. Lance Archer picking up the win on that one. And I believe Hangman and Daniel Bryan had one, or Bryan Danielson, now that I'm thinking about it. But this was a great one. You had the, you know, Panama Sunrise left and right, hard hitting weapons being used, blood from both guys, a street fight attire. But the finish was great. The dead eye pile driver to Cole with the barbed wire crown on his head. Oh, chef's kiss. Awesome match. Great finish. Hangman Adam Page, still your AEW world champion. So we'll see what happens to Cole after this. See what Page could. I think that's got to be the end of their story. So we'll see who Adam Page is looking to next. Maybe he looks to the Blackpool Combat Club. Maybe he looks to CM Punk. Maybe he looks to the Dark Order. I'm not sure, but we'll see who Hangman Page's next challenge can be, because I think Adam Cole's story, at least, I think is done for now. Moving on to Battle of the Belts. You had three title matches for Battle of the Belts, the Ring of Honor World Championship being defended, Jonathan Gresham against Dalton Castle, who is a former ROH champion in his own right. Gresham retained the title thanks to some help from Samoa Joe after some interference from Jay Lethal and Sanjay Dutt. Thunder Rosa retaining her title over Nyla Rose for the AEW Women's World Championship. And we have a brand new TNT champion in the form of the Spanish god Sammy Guevara as he defeats Scorpio Sky. Now, this is the one that a lot of people are talking about. Did Sammy go heel? He won the match with a low blow after some distraction of the referee. So did Sammy go heel? Now there's no inner circle. He's on his own. It could make sense. The problem is, I don't like the babyface Scorpio Sky. I don't like the babyface man of the year. Dan Lambert does not need to be a babyface. So it's an argument like this that I wish I had the other guys to kind of bounce off of with. I don't think that's a good move. They decide to go heel Sammy Guevara. But we'll see. We'll see the direction TK wants to take and what they do. But Sammy Guevara, regardless whether he's a heel or face, is the new TNT champion. Highlight moment of the week time. And our highlight moment of the week, as always, I know we sped through the show this week, but just to get an episode out there. But we'll get a more detailed look at wrestling next week when the guys are back. Highlight moment of the week, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Rock Solar. Do you feel the need for off-the-grid power? Then check out rocksolar.com. Rock Solar has created an entire line of high-performance solar power stations that give you the power you need for things like camping, hiking, or even working remotely from home. Wherever you'll find sun, you'll find power. Check them out now and use promo code POWER, that's POWER, to save 20% on checkout on your next order from rocksolar.com. Rock Solar, Limitless Adventure. And it's time for our Rock Hard, Rock Solar highlight moment of the week. I think for me, it's got to be... it's got to be the Texas Death Match. I love these hard-hitting, hardcore matches. Yeah, do you need all the blood? No. But I love these hard-hitting, hardcore matches. And the way Adam and Adam told the story of how this needed to end, and this was the only way this could end, was told beautifully. It's a good end to their story. Paige goes one way, Cole goes another. Maybe Cole finally starts to form the Undisputed Elite with Red Dragon. You close that book. Maybe Kenny comes back and you finally do the Elite versus the UE. Where do you go? But Paige, there's so many options for Paige to go now. A lot of back and forth, but this is a great way to end the Paige Cole world title story. So chef's kiss, like I said, on that. That is my Rock Hard, Rock Solar highlight moment of the week. And that's it. That's a show. I had another segment. I'll save it for next week so it's not just me talking. We'll let the guys in on that one. So we'll bring that in next week. So next week, we might talk about the greatest I Quit matches of all time in preparation for Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair's I Quit match at WrestleMania Backlash. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with me for this past half hour. Solo episodes aren't easy, but we make them work to make sure we have content. You know, with recording on Easter Sunday, the guys were a little busy with some family stuff. I got back a little early from my family stuff, so I was able to provide you this content. So thank you for listening, and all as always, and sticking around and being a part of the show. You guys are just as much of a part of this show as we are, and we appreciate all the support, all the help we can get. And the best way you can help us is by listening to the show and sharing it. If you have a friend that's a wrestling fan and you enjoy our show, send them the link, whether it's on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Radio Public, Amazon, Pod, whatever, wherever you get your podcast, send it to them. Send them the links. There is a chart that we are trying to get to the top of. I think right now we're in the top 200 among wrestling podcasts in the world. We are one of the top 200 wrestling podcasts in the world. There's a lot of wrestling podcasts out there. We want to be in the top 100 before SummerSlam. That's our goal. We want to consistently be in the top 100 of the wrestling podcast world prior to SummerSlam. And we need you to help us do that. Listen to the show, like the show, share the show, subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram at @glorified_jobbers. Follow us on Twitter @jobbers_podcast. Lewis posts a lot of great content on the Twitter. We do this all ourselves. So we really appreciate when people support us and help us out. Leave us a voice message. I believe in our link for the show, there is a voice message link. If you want to be featured on the show and give your thoughts, give us a topic to discuss, you know, ask us, hey, what's your favorite I Quit match of all time? What's your favorite WrestleMania match of all time? Ask us these questions in a voice message through the Anchor app or on anchor.fm. And we'll answer them live on air, and you will be featured in an episode of the Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast. So please continue to support us, help us out as much as you can, and help us rise to the top 100 of wrestling podcasts all over the world. Get some merchandise while you're at it at glorifiedjobbersshop.com. All this awesome merch, Cole on a Pole, the logo tee, the good night sweatshirts, Why Just Why, Sup Nation. Get it all. Be part of Sup Nation and rep the Glorified Jobbers Wrestling Podcast as you go. So thank you to the Anchor app, our sponsor of the show. Thank you to our friends at Brio Bottle. Thank you to Rock Solar. And thank you to Swift Lifestyles for making this episode of the show possible. For the missing co-hosts, Alex Birch, Alec Roman, Lewis Schaefer, I have been Mike Schaefer. Good night, Staten Island, New York.